It's really fascinating how the AI landscape is shifting right before our eyes. We're seeing a decisive move away from just making AI wrappers and toward solutions that actually do something useful.
That shift isn't just a feeling. It's backed by hard data. Recently, Google and the Excel India Accelerator reviewed their Adams cohort, and the numbers are telling.
Oh, I can't even imagine going through that many applications. What did they find?
They looked at over 4,000 applications from founders across the region. The finding was stark. About 70% of the pitches were categorized simply as AI wrappers.
That's a huge percentage. So out of all that volume, only 5 startups were selected. And I'm glad to say, none of them were building mere wrappers.
Exactly. It really underscores a critical change. Investors and tech giants are moving the narrative away from simple aggregation toward deep integration and genuine value creation.
But to understand why this matters, we really need to define what we mean by an AI wrapper.
Right. An AI wrapper essentially takes a pre-existing large language model and builds a user interface around it without adding significant new value, proprietary data training, or novel capabilities.
I see. It's like putting a fancy coat on an old engine.
That's a good analogy. While that strategy worked for bootstrapping early on, the market saturation has fundamentally altered the equation.
With 4,000 applicants, the competition was fierce. That 70% figure shows how many founders tried to create businesses by just applying a generic layer to current tech.
It allowed for rapid prototyping, sure, but it flooded the market with products lacking differentiation.
So now the bar is higher. Investors like those at Excel and Google are prioritizing solutions that solve specific, complex problems rather than just wrapping a chatbot around a UI.
Excel India serves as a crucial bridge for early-stage companies aiming to scale globally. The Adams Review revealed a reality about the Indian tech ecosystem.
It shows that while the talent pool is immense, there's been a historical focus on mimicking Western trends rather than solving unique local challenges.
This selection process indicates a real maturation of the local market. Founders are being encouraged to move beyond the copy-paste model.
The goal is now to foster companies with proprietary data or hard tech innovations that can't be replicated by just prompting a model.
Although the 5 chosen startups weren't named in the initial announcement, the implication is profound. They represent the next generation of AI development.
They are likely focusing on vertical-specific AI, hardware integration, or deep tech that requires more than just prompt engineering.
As the hype cycle settles, capital is becoming more disciplined.
Venture capital partnerships are no longer handing out checks for buzzwords alone. They are demanding a moat.
A defensible competitive advantage derived from deep technical integration.
For founders entering this space, the message is clear: substance over style.
The rejection of those 70% wrapper pitches serves as a warning shot.
To succeed, startups must show how their solution adds value beyond a simple interface layer.
Whether in healthcare or finance, the tech must be embedded in the workflow, not sitting on top of it.
This collaboration between Google and Excel validates the need for genuine innovation.
As AI becomes more accessible, the barrier to entry shifts from access to having unique context and data.
Ultimately, this marks a watershed moment. The era of easy money from simple apps is ending.
The future belongs to those who solve hard problems and build robust infrastructure.
The industry is transitioning from speculative growth to tangible utility.
As the market prunes the excesses, the 5 chosen startups are poised to lead us into a more sustainable era of AI.
ensuring longevity and resilience in a rapidly evolving technological environment.